Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Whether we like it or not, currently money is the structure of our world, and it is because of that the mediator of our experiences to some degree. Some might say that money's a necessary evil. Some might say that money's the root of all evil. It's clear that money is the cause and could be the solution to some of the biggest issues that we have in life. But does this actually mean that it's related directly to happiness? Overall, the research suggests that to some degree, increases in our financial ability, and in particular our financial security, are linked with increased experiences of happiness and well-being. However, this is actually capped at a certain point where financial security is assured. So it's not a direct relationship where the more money you have, the happier you are. Money is linked with improved well-being up until the point where we're able to be financially secure, not experiencing financial distress, and able to meet our basic needs for food, for shelter, for security, and for some lifestyle privileges. Beyond that, money is not linked with increased happiness at all, and happiness actually flatlines and plateaus out. And a part of this is because one of the reasons where money works against us is that it's really, really common for people to fall into a trap which is known as the hedonic treadmill, and that's that when we, particularly when it comes to purchasing, we purchase something, we experience an elevated mood as a result of that, but very quickly after that, that feeling disappears, and so then we seek that feeling again through another purchase. And so the impact is not lasting, and we get stuck on this treadmill of continually trying to make ourselves feel better with purchases. However, happiness through purchasing alone isn't necessarily likely to occur. However, research has also shown that where we make purchases or we buy experiences which are in line with our values, with our passions, with in line with who we think we are, how we identify ourselves and how we see ourselves, then these are purchases which are linked with increases in happiness. And as a general rule, money spent on experiences, on time away with the family, on experiences which we enjoy, going to the football or going to a museum, experiences which we're able to engage with our passions rather than just the purchase of material items themselves, are linked with increased happiness and increased well-being. So spend wisely this week with Mind Games.